Facebook says it'll ban foreign ads related to Ireland's referendum on abortion later this month. Google plans to suspend all advertising in advance of the vote. Both companies are concerned about foreign interference in the election, which of course has also been a concern here. With me to talk about this is John Wunderlich, Executive Director of the Sunlight Foundation, which works for accountability and transparency in government. And John, first off, what do you make of what Facebook and Google are doing?
So it strikes me as an important first step, and I would say it's also insufficient to the scope of the challenge that we're facing in looking at foreign interference in elections all over the world.
What kinds of steps would you like to see them take that they're not taking?
Well, I'm not sure that I have a prescription to solve all the problems, but what's clear is that transparency is an important and very basic first step to start to take some responsibility for giving people a sense of where paid political advertising is happening across these platforms. The problem is that there are a lot of ways that foreign influence can be used through these platforms that are not based on the sort of traditional model of a paid political ad.
Do you get the sense that the folks who run these platforms and consumers really know the scope of the problem and sort of can recognize when an ad that is either just targeting everybody or targeting a specific subset of people is coming from a foreign country?
Well, I think the platforms have had to learn very quickly in the face of the revelations really over the last year about the extent of Russian involvement in American elections and the degree to which that represents a massive threat to their business model and to the public trust they've enjoyed. I can't say with confidence that they understand all the different ways that foreign interference can work through their platforms, and that it's really well beyond what we think of as the traditional methods of political influence.
Well, and the reason I ask is because I would imagine it would be difficult to really get a handle on the problem if you don't really have a sense of the scope of the problem.
Right. I think it is going to be very difficult for them to, it's essentially looks like the work of an intelligence agency or traditional statecraft in order to track down the different kinds of foreign influence that might be happening on these platforms. And just to name a couple, you can create a massive group that is not political in nature and then use it to message to people about things that are political in nature when you're close to an election. Or you can pay people to carry forward a political message that's designed to be divisive, and there's really no way for the platform to easily recognize paid activity, especially if the payment isn't happening through their platform.
Do you consider what these companies are doing for the Irish referendum in some way, maybe like a test case for the U.S. midterms coming up later this year?
Well, I think we're going to learn a lot about to what extent the transparency requirements help and whether there's any significant knowledge that we have to get from that. I think we'll learn a little bit more about traditional political actors, but I doubt that it's going to give us a significant window into foreign political involvement, because I think those actors are savvy enough to say, all right, we're going to be detected through this method, so we'll just switch to a different method.
Do you think that it is possible at some point down the road to really get a handle on this problem, to really catch or prevent all foreign activity in one nation's elections?
Complete prevention, I think, is probably impossible, but having a reasonable handle on it, I think, is an appropriate goal for policymakers. And some of that is also clearly going to fall to the platforms as well, because policymakers have been so reticent to get involved beyond some basic level of standards. Yeah, I think it's going to be a really difficult problem. It's going to take collaboration between the platforms and the policymakers, unless we see some other solutions enter the arena, like antitrust enforcement or real market enforcement, and that's nobody's really been willing to move in that direction either.
Well, it's an interesting question that you kind of raised there about the different roles of policymakers versus the platforms themselves, and each kind of has some shared goals, but also kind of different goals. As you alluded to earlier, Facebook and Google want to preserve their business model, among other things. Do you think that those two entities can and will work together to try to get as much of a handle on this problem as possible?
Well, they're certainly increasing the amount to which they're in contact. I mean, Google, I think rather famously, took several years before they even had anyone employed in Washington to think about government regulation, because part of the hubris behind all these platforms in the first place was to suggest that the kind of scale and automation they were building was beyond questions of government regulation, that it didn't need to be concerned about it. Now that they are really, really at a massive scale and that the public square exists on these platforms increasingly, we have concerns about, say, absentee ownership, where it used to look like just such an effective business model that people could sign up for free accounts and then communicate with each other easily. The lack of moderation, the lack of a customer service number, the lack of the kinds of things that would create an accountability mechanism in traditional businesses, they don't exist. So in a way, the scale that these platforms talk about is scaling without management or this kind of concern. So that's why it's kind of coming back at this point to be such a deep concern.
All right. John Wunderlich is Executive Director of the Sunlight Foundation. John, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Sure. Very happy to help.